This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Joe Spadoni, Nick Verdellen on the Morning Roast, Howard. And Howard, before we get to you, we have this thing on Wednesdays called a Walk It Back Wednesday. So whatever take you had, it could be a sports take, it could be another take if you want it to be. Any take, like a freezing cold take that you've had that you want to share with the class here as we say good morning to you?
Good morning, guys. And good morning, especially to Nick. I miss you, man. I haven't seen you in a while.
It's been too long, my man.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Too long. Let me know when you're in Brooklyn. Takes I'd like to walk back. You know what? If you put this out on social media, I'm sure there would be an absolute flood of responses from people who have a bunch of takes that I may or may not have made that I should take back, but I'm not going to volunteer any off the top of my head, or actually can't remember any. But I have no doubt I've gotten 1,000 things wrong in the last 2 weeks alone.
Absolutely. Did you have, listen, as we pivot back to the actual games and actual league and All-Star weekend, you know, we've beaten it over ad nauseum, the national media, everyone's just crushing just the product itself. Like the All-Star game for the city of San Francisco and the Bay Area, I thought was great just to represent the city. I think shined very well this past week. And that's one of the positives, the city and the Bay Area at large, which as we all know, likes to get beaten down nationally a lot here. And we got the Super Bowl coming next year. We got World Cup at Levi Stadium. So I thought that was a success. What did you make of the product though on television, or if you were there in person, of All-Star weekend, Howard?
So it's interesting because over the last couple of days, as I've responded to this, especially, you know, like on social media, it's clear to me that a lot of the backlash to All-Star Weekend has to do with the production, with some pacing issues, with, you know, just a variety of things in terms of the overall presentation. But I was there and in the arena, so I have no idea what it sounded like. I don't know how much Kevin Hart overload people were, you know, exposed to, for instance. But in the arena and in the city itself, it would, to me, it was a typical All-Star Weekend, right? People are going to gripe about all the events and how this is not what it used to be, because it's true. And, you know, there's kind of this, you know, I always call All-Star Weekend just chaotic. There's just so much going on and so many people. But it's like a happy chaos. I thought the city showed out well and everything else. I will say, and it's hard to remember from year to year, but there were a lot of empty seats Saturday night, and more so than I seem to recall seeing in prior years. Less so on Sunday for the All-Star game or the tournament, whatever we want to call it. But there were a shocking number of empty seats in the lower bowl Saturday night. I don't think that was a great look, but that's not even a reflection on the Bay Area. Like this is about the league. The league, you know, this thing should sell out easily, and it's all their corporate partners and you know, business people coming in for these things. So that's not a reflection on the Warriors or Bay Area sports fans, but it is an issue for the league if people don't want to be at one of your signature events of the year. I will just say, I know I'm in the minority in this. I think the All-Star Tournament is an improvement over the absolute just abomination that the All-Star Game had become in recent years. And if it wasn't perfect, fine. I think they should build off of it. I think having target scores and this little mini tournament format, which had much better pacing to it and at least a semblance of defense and competitiveness to it, was a huge improvement over the last several years of a 48-minute, three-hour slog of guys just screwing around.
Oh, Howard, I have missed hearing the context you can put all this in. But as we look forward now to the final push in the regular season, all those seats in Shea should be filled on Sunday because it's Andre Iguodala's retirement day, but it's also Jimmy's home debut. As you look at what he's done so far with this group and Steph and Draymond, what do you believe the ceiling is this year for this Warriors team with Jimmy Butler?
Ooh, boy, that's a big one. Well, first of all, being big happy reunion, Nick Friedell and Jimmy Butler back together.
No, no, no. I'm out of here before that reunion takes
place. Come on, stick around.
Howard, I've seen the movie so many times. I don't need to see it again for at least a little while.
All right. Well, it seemed like a good idea. Look, I think the early returns speak for themselves, right? Like, it's looked pretty good. I've been, again, I think I'm in the minority in this one, too. I was bullish on this. I was actually talking about Jimmy to the Warriors, like, even a year ago, because I thought, like, they just needed some sort of infusion of energy and attitude and defense and all the stuff that Jimmy can bring, and he brings other things, too, of course, and that's the risk that the Warriors are taking. I think in the near term, you know, you don't expect you're going to turn into a contender overnight necessarily. He's 35 and you got to figure out the fit along the way. But you're trying to give yourself a chance to be contenders again in what's left of Steph's late prime, whatever we want to call this stage of his career. So it's the right move to make. And I think the bigger investment is what happens the next two seasons. But yeah, you hope to get a boost in the near term also. What's their ceiling? Like, before the trade, they weren't even guaranteed to make the playoffs. Now, I will say absolutely they're making the playoffs. I think they could even get to the sixth seed and get the guaranteed spot instead of having to go through the play-in. Could they not, you know, if they get to six, could they knock out the three? It depends on who the three is. If the three is the Rockets, I think every veteran team looks forward to playing the Rockets in the first round. I don't think anybody fears Houston. The Grizzlies, you know, young team, not a ton of postseason experience. You know, maybe they're vulnerable. I don't think the Lakers are going to last in that spot in the top tier. I think the Lakers are going to sink, but if I were the Warriors, I'd look forward to playing the Lakers too. Like, I don't think a Luka LeBron team without any size and any defense around them is going to go too far. Not to disrespect either of those guys, they're great, but the Lakers are a little wonky post trade and have a lot more work to do. I think the Warriors can win a round. Can they get to the conference finals? Maybe. Can they beat the Thunder? I don't think so. I don't think anybody will, but The Warriors have a fighting chance of having an interesting spring.
Talking to Howard Beck here on the River Islands guest line, Spadoni and Friedel, Morning Roast. Howard Beck, NBA insider for The Ringer. And Howard, you know, we were just talking about that. You know, the Lakers make that huge trade, and obviously they dominate headlines because it's Luka and LeBron. Everyone wants to talk to them. How legitimate of a contender they are. You know, not a lot of defense going to be played between those two guys, one being 40 years old, and Luka just historically never playing defense. You got Austin Reeves as a starter there, Achimura, obviously, and then you're going to be relying on Jackson Hayes. But could you make the argument this, you know, two-month stretch, these next couple months and making this playoff push, could this be their best opportunity in the next couple seasons, to, like this here, this current stretch, to make a run to the NBA Finals?
For the Lakers?
No, for the Warriors, because it just does feel like the West is kind of, like I say, wide open, because the Thunder are very good. They just haven't done it yet. So if I'm like a Warriors fan and I'm looking at all this, it's like, yeah, I like my chances potentially against the Thunder, because I know I have championship pedigree with Steph, with Kerr, with Draymond, and a guy that's been to two championships as a best player, and Jimmy Butler now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you got to squint a little bit to see it, but is there a path? Sure. I mean, Denver is, you know, kind of revived. Jamal Murray's revived, and Denver's starting to look, you know, as dominant as they were a couple of years ago again. So the Nuggets are a factor here. The Thunder, obviously, a factor here, is the best team in the regular season for the last couple seasons in the West. But yeah, I mean, it's fair to point out that the Thunder have not done it before, that they're young, that their postseason experience is pretty scant. And I do think, as I look at the playoff brackets every year, I'm always looking for, like, here's the, you know, the young team that's going up against the veteran team. How much does the veteran experience matter, right? It's kind of an article of faith in the NBA, and I do think it matters. I think it's a real thing. And when you're going up against guys with as much experience as Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy Butler, that could be a deciding factor. On talent alone, and just, you know, the spryness of this young team in Oklahoma, I don't expect that the Warriors are going to knock them out, but maybe somebody else knocks them out along the way somehow. And that's the thing, like, the playoffs don't always go to script. Injuries happen, weird, you know, turns of events happen, a controversial call happens. You just want to be in a position where you have a chance, that if things break your way a little bit, every year there's a little bit of luck helping somebody get from one round to the next or even get to the finals. And, you know, people were quick to point out, if you recall a few years ago when the Warriors made their last run in 2022, how many breaks went their way because of injuries to other teams. That's just the league. That's just what happens. And, you know, maybe they catch a break or two this time through too. I don't think they'll be favored to go to the finals, but do they have a chance? I don't think it's insane.
Howard, let's stay in the Western Conference for a second. You created some headlines on the Real Ones podcast with Roger Bell and my man, Logan Murdoch, when you relayed that at least one NBA executive said the name to keep an eye on moving forward is Ja Morant as far as a potential deal in the future goes. How likely do you think it is that Ja would potentially get moved in Memphis?
I'm not going to get you guys fined from the FCC for the words that I want to use about Legion Hoops and all the rest of these stupid aggregators. I'm not going to get you fined. I'm not going to use the F-bombs that I want to use.
We have a dump button, Howard, but thank you for saying that.
Right. We appreciate it. Yeah.
Just consider it implied that I have already invoked the word you can't invoke with reference to Legion Hoops and all the rest of these stupid aggregators who are just leeching off of society and should go away. To their credit-ish, they did put my entire quote, which had a ton of context, but of course, by the time that spins through a couple of cycles, all it is, you know, NBA reporter says Ja Morant could be traded. All it was, you know, and I should know better than to say these things out loud on a microphone, because I know it's going to spin out of control, but I hate that this happens. In February, before the trade deadline, or maybe it was right after the Luka trade, and I was talking to a bunch of people about the Luka trade, specifically ramifications, what would happen next, what this might mean for other superstar trades. And in this league, especially in this era of this league, we are always, and the executives across the league are always thinking about who's next. And teams are plotting all the time. The Miami Heat and the Brooklyn Nets for sure have their eyes on Giannis right now, and they're not the only ones. I'm sure Dallas does too. Teams are constant, and the Warriors probably too. Teams are constantly looking who's discontented or maybe soon. Which team has hit a wall and is going to have to pivot? And that's just the way the league goes. And those guys talk about it. So then they gossip it to us, and then we talk about it. And then stupid Legion Hoops goes and, you know, spins it out there and turns it into something 1,000 times bigger than it actually is. I don't know how realistic it is that John Morant gets traded this summer, but an executive with another team told me, by the way, keep an eye on him. You know, this is just one to think about. And I thought, oh, okay. And then, you know, I dumbly blurted it out on a live podcast at the Punchline last Saturday.
Howard Beck joining us here on the River Islands Guest Line, NBA Insider for The Ringer. I'm with you on the aggregators. Unfortunately.
Oh, Howard, I love the description.
Well, yes. Well,
that's perfect.
The producer in me coming from being the production level, there's part of me where it's just like, yeah, I had a quote from Howard Beck or Nick Friedell and it got picked up and all the views. But then there's also a part of me that's like, yeah, well, if I was in his position, I'd get turned into a horse's ass. I totally feel where you're coming from. But to your point, you had all the different things that, you know, laid out the possibilities of why it could happen. And one of the reasons is, hey, if the Grizzlies get bounced in the first round, it's like, you gotta start thinking about like Jaw, like as the future face of that team. Is like, where are they going to go? Where does he want to go? He's actually been pretty quiet. I saw his tweet over the weekend. He's like, hey, maybe I'll participate in the dunk contest. He's like, wow, that's the first time I heard of John Morant outside of like a highlight on like ESPN. So he's been, to his credit, being out of the spotlight, and good for him. Yeah. A guy that has been back into the spotlight and a guy that we're talking about a lot and a team that we're talking about a lot in more of a negative way, the Phoenix Suns and Kevin Durant, Howard. Nick and I have been talking, and, you know, is there a possibility, I think there is a strong possibility, I should say, that Kevin Durant gets traded this summer, given his now kind of feels fractured relationship with owner Matt Ishbia. Maybe that's a little strong, but it feels like he wants to go. Could there be a potential Golden State reunion, Howard, with Kevin Durant? I know we talked about it a couple weeks ago, and ended up Jimmy coming here. Could they still revisit those talks, though, this summer?
I don't think so. There's every reason to believe that the Suns badly need to pivot. Like they've made a bunch of catastrophic mistakes along the way here under Matt Ishbia. They've been, mortgage their entire future. And then the way to get back out of that is to spin off Kevin Durant, try to get some draft capital back, maybe even spin off Devin Booker for that matter. Don't aggregate that either, people. But I do think that the Suns need to change direction. Like this was a bad idea at the time, and it's clearly not playing out the way they wanted to. They may not even make the playoffs. But Kevin Durant back to the Warriors, if it was going to happen, it would have happened a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. He knew that was on the table, and he made it clear he wasn't interested, and that's it. I don't expect that he's going to change his mind. I think he feels like this is a closed chapter. He's been there, done that. There were reasons why he left, and I just don't think there's any chance of him returning. And you're not going to do it. You're not going to trade for him if he doesn't want to be here. Right. So, I don't know where he lands then. There are some other teams that I think make sense, but I don't think it's the Warriors.
Hey, Howard, we appreciate the time this morning, man. Really good stuff. You're doing a hell of a job over at The Ringer. I love reading all of your stuff. I love whenever you're on a podcast. You've been crushing it. Appreciate the time this morning, man.
Appreciate it, fellas. Nick, see you soon somewhere, I hope.
You got it, my man.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.